Thank you. We've had another one from Kyle Prowell, who says that if our solar system formed from the remnants of a supernova, then how come all the hydrogen seems to have coalesced in the middle for the sun?
Well, our current understanding of how the solar system formed is that everything formed from the same primordial material. So this supernova that exploded, it was a star that had processed hydrogen into helium and further on down the chain into heavier elements, and then exploded and put these elements back into space. So everything in the solar system formed from the same stuff. But things evolve in the solar system. I mean, we are, well, the sun is, what, 4,500 million years old now. So we're a fair bit down the evolutionary chain, as it were. And the sun is turning hydrogen into helium. And you have a wind from the sun that we've already talked about blowing out into the solar system. And you have the planets forming. Those closest to the sun will be the hottest. So the lighter gases, like the hydrogen and helium, will be blown away from the planets closer to the sun, because these gases are light, they're given energy from the sun, so they're able to leave the planet's gravitational pull. And so when we look at the inner planets and we see that they don't have much hydrogen, and we look further out to the gaseous planets and see that they do, that makes sense. It's not to say that they formed from different things, they just have evolved over time.